You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Merry Christmas! Woo, ba't inyo yung kapaligid nyo? Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Oh, Merry Christmas din sa'yo. Okay, anyong sa'yo? Anyong sa'yo? Okay. Grabe. Sino excited magpapasko na? Grabe, okay. Mukhang hindi masyado excited. Okay. This is our Christmas series. This is our second to the last youth service for the year. But okay lang yon. Okay, we'll continue. Okay, next year. But we have to cancel the services in light of the classes din naman. Okay? So syempre, ayaw na namin makiagaw sa panahon nyo sa pamilya nyo. And we believe na mahal nyo rin yung school nyo. Mag-aaral kayo. Alam ko, mag-advanced study kayo habang bakasyon. Diba? Wala sumagot. Okay? And this is the series Promise Fulfilled. Okay? And our goal is to look into the songs that's been written in the time of before Jesus' birth, and then we'll be looking at why did they write the song, and bakit about sa Pasko to, and anong implication nito sa buhay natin. Okay, lahat tayo nagse-celebrate ng Pasko. Sino mukhang nagse-celebrate ng Pasko yung katabi mo? Okay, mukhang Christmas tree? Mukhang Christmas ball? Okay, mukhang regalo? Mukhang snowman! Lahat tayo nag-celebrate ng Pasko. But what is the reason for the season? Okay, let's look at it. Okay, dito sa mga, sa pag-uusapan natin. We'll be looking at the songs or poems, okay, this week and next week, written in the Bible that pertains to the birth of Jesus Christ. Okay, let me ask everybody to stand up with me. Open your Bibles to Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55. This is entitled Magnificat. Means magnifying God, declaring greatly God. And verse 46 says, "And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked on the humble estate of his servant, for behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever." Lord, thank you for this season, this Christmas season. But Lord, open our hearts and our minds, Lord God, to look to you, to focus on you in celebrating and worshiping and praising you for what you have done for us, Jesus. Coming to earth, dying for our sins, so that we might celebrate life with you, enjoy life with you, and have eternal life with you. Lord, we pray that you would be the focus of our celebration. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Take your seats now. This is the song of Mary, as I said a while ago. And this she has written in just a conversation. Now, what she has sung, okay, direct pa nga, hindi niya ito sinulat, pero kinanta niya kagad, is an expression of her feeling at that very moment. Sometimes we use songs as an expression to what we feel. Last time, let me ask you, okay, what song best describes your coming Christmas? Diba, ina-anticipate mo na, magiging ganito siguro yung Pasko ko. So, anong kanta ngayon yun, okay? Meron bang pwedeng volunteer dyan? Okay lang, kahit hindi Christmas song. Okay, kahit hindi Christmas song. Ito, may nag-volunteer na kagad, RB. Yan. Nakangiti na, oh. Ayan, grabe. Parang maganda yung Pasko na ito.
Ayusin mo.
Hello.
Oh, hello din.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Okay.
Anong song po?
Teka, anong name mo?
Jaire po.
Jaire po. Okay. Jaire po, anong school mo?
Pasig City Science High School.
Pasig City Science High School! Sino mo nagbawag City Science High School? Okay. Parang rapper kasi si Jaire. Oh, Jaire! What song best describes your coming Christmas?
Lonely.
Ano?
Lonely po.
Lonely? Sample nga dyan? Sample! Sample! Okay, game, Jaire.
Ayun lang po. Sample po ba?
Oo. Kantahin mo yung kanta. Ano yung anong kanta yun?
Wala.
Wag kasi.
Aminin. Wag niyo daw kunan. Okay, sige. Patago lang.
Lonely. I'm so lonely. Yeah, Arvin, naiyan ako.
Yo! Palamakan natin si Jaire. Bigyan natin ng ano. Bigyan natin ng prize yan. Picnic at stickers. Bigyan mo yung mga stickers natin dyan. Okay? Okay. Lonely. Okay. Parang maniniwala na sana ako singer siya eh. Parang game show lang eh, no? Okay. I see your voice. Okay? So, kaso, nakaka-disappoint. Okay, okay. Thank you, Jaire. Meron pa ba? Meron pa? Ito. Ayan. Awag daw. Ayaw. Hindi binolunteer. Okay. Gusto natin yung nagbo-volunteer. Hindi, babae na lang. Babae. Meron ba? Ito. May nagbo-volunteer dito. Ayan. Ikaw, di ba? Binu-volunteer mo yung sarili mo. Okay, ito. Thank you, Arby. Sige na. Pinaglakad ko si Arby papunta dyan para mangayayat. Sige. Tayo ka. Dali. Meron ka daw kanta. Oh, ayaw. Meron pa ba? Babae. Ay. Oh, kahit sino. Wag, ayaw. Eh, nakayo ko. Oh, sino gusto i-volunteer yung katabi? Yan, madami na! Ito! Yan. Okay. Okay, ano name mo?
Camille.
Anong school mo, Camille?
Lyceum of the Philippines University.
Okay, taga Lyceum. Okay, gabi, layo ng binyahe mo. Pero taga dito ka sa area. Okay, oh. Camille, what song best describes your coming Christmas?
Anong title nun?
Okay lang, kahit hindi title.
Ayun yung Happy.
Uy, Happy. Sige nga, kantahin mo. 1, 2, 3. Ay, ako yung kumanta. Oh, sige, kantahin mo.
Yung Happy, shalala.
Ay, iba.
Napahiya
ako. Okay. Thank you, Camille. Palamakan naman natin si Camille. Camille, medyo pinahiya mo ako, no? Iba. Pero thank you, okay. Happy din naman yon. At least pareho lang, okay? Isa lonely, isa happy. Iba-iba, no? Many times, we relate songs to our lives. Tama ba? Di ba pagka talagang broken-hearted ka, naghahanap ka, ano ba yung latest emo song dyan? Di ba? Talagang yung bangs mo nakaganon din. Pag galit ka, ano ba yung mga, ano dyan, magandang kanta dyan para sa mga nambasted? Okay, so, pag masaya, happy, di ba? Sha-la-la-la. Minsan, aserehe, alam niyo ba yun? Pag masaya ka, okay? Pag malungkot, madami kang, parang lahat, okay? Lahat ng kantang naririnig mo sa radyo, may nagra-radyo pa ba? Spotify? Ayun, Spotify. Okay? Parang lahat relate ka. So now, we always relate songs to how we feel because these are written by people. Definitely, it came from their experience as well. So now, this is just an expression of how they felt at that moment and they have written it and made it a song. So now, this song that Mary, okay, has written on the spot, sang at that very moment, is an expression of how grateful she is for God. They were just conversing. Nagsasapatusan lang sila conversing. Nag-uusap sila. Ay, corny. Okay. So nag-uusap sila, Elizabeth and Mary, because Mary came to the house of Elizabeth, and Elizabeth is the cousin of Mary. Okay? At this very story, okay, pumunta siya doon, nagkakwentuhan sila, because both of them at that moment is also pregnant. Elizabeth is miraculously pregnant at an old age. But that was a promise of God because she was pregnant for John the Baptist. So yung magiging anak niya si John the Baptist, who will pave the way for Jesus coming, he would introduce Jesus. And now Mary was also pregnant at that moment through the power of the Holy Spirit, through a virgin birth, okay, a virgin conceiving, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ in her womb at that time. They were just talking, and from the state of Mary, okay, medyo discouraged siya nung pumunta siya kay Elizabeth. Because at this moment, okay, madaming pinagdaanan si Mary. Imagine the humiliating time or humiliation she's receiving. Kung ano-ano siguro ang chismis yung pinagsasabi sa kanya sa taon niya. Kasi buntis, hindi pa kasal. Now, come to a point na nag-usap ngayon si Elizabeth and si Mary. Elizabeth, when Mary came, she felt that her baby leaped for joy in her womb. And that caused her to have joy as well, that now the promise is being fulfilled through Mary. And she was joyful that God is bringing His promises to be fulfilled. Now, in their conversation, dito pa sinabi ni Elizabeth kay Mary that blessed are you. Blessed are you among women and blessed is the fruit of your womb. That was a blessing and a confirmation that despite of all the probably humiliating chismes and gossip and humiliation of many different people to Mary, now comes a person that has blessed her and believed that she is being used by God for the birth of our Savior. So now, in their conversation, the response was Mary sang. Imagine mo yun, yung nagkikwentuhan kayo, tapos biglang kumanta yung kaibigan mo sa saya. Experience yun, oh, wow, High School Musical. Diba? Talagang gumanun pa siya, no? Happy, sha-la-la-la. Okay, ganun tayo ngayon. The rest of the night, ganun tayo. Okay, pag sinabi ko yung happy. Happy, okay, thank you for four people. That was the scenario. Mary responded with a song of worship. And for us to understand why she responded in that song of worship, tingnan na natin ngayon yung kinanta niya. Okay? Verse 46, and Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For He has looked on the humble estate of His servant. She was pertaining to herself a humble estate. Humble estate is not just a kind of word na humble, hindi pinapansin, okay na, hindi masyado pansinin, okay, but this is more than that. What word they use in the original meaning of Greek is that humble estate means humiliation. In her lowest condition of life. Why? First of all, Mary was a woman. In their culture and their time, women are not... They don't trust the testimonies of women in court trials. So, di nila masyado pinaniniwalaan. Okay? They don't give much respect to women at that time. That's the culture, okay, nung time nila. How I'm thankful that our culture today, we always honor women. Tama ba? Where's the women in the house? Woo, I honor you. Oh, di ba? She's a woman in their culture and that's not good for them. They look down on woman kagad. Not only that, she was young. A young woman. Bata pa. Malamang wala pang alam to. Not only that, she was poor. A young, poor woman who was pregnant and yet unmarried. She was engaged to be married to Joseph, but God called her, Angel Gabriel spoke to her, and then told her the plan of God through her that she will conceive a baby through the power of the Holy Spirit. And even at first, even her fiancé could not believe that. Hindi makapaniwala si Joseph na paano mangyayari sa'yo yun? But the angel spoke to Joseph and he believed in the call of Mary as well. And now, imagine that. We know that from the story. Joseph knows that, Elizabeth knows that, believes that, but many other people were probably humiliating her. And that has been a humble estate, a low condition, humiliating condition. Many of us right here thinks that life is unfair because I am in a humble estate. Hindi lang sa hindi nang ako pinapansin, but ako pa yung laging pansin pag-aasa rin. Bakit ganun? Parang unfair yung buhay sa akin. Yung Pasko nila mukhang masaya, wala pang Pasko ha, may mga regalo na, bakit ako wala? We always think that way, thinking we are on a humble estate. Many times we look at ourselves and we look down on ourselves kasi wala tayong pera. Hindi naman mayaman yung pamilya namin. And in fact, yung cellphone ko, okay, may keypad pa yan. Nihiya tayo. Ginagawa nating sense of identity. Low. Alam niyo yun, mababang low self-esteem na. Ang baba na low pa. we look at us and we look at ourselves like that on a humble estate, and it has become an identity to us. Iniisip natin, if only I have this, if only I would be known as this, if only if I would have that, if only I would have his or her life, life will be much better. I am in a humble estate. Wala yatang nakakapansin, kahit si God, parang hindi nakikita yung sitwasyon ng buhay ko. A humble estate that has become an identity to us. We feel like we are just a disgrace, a humiliation. We are just in a low condition. Even to a point of spiritual matters, we sometimes think that we are in a humble estate. In fact, some of us, we come here, nahihiya tayo, ayoko magpakita sa leader ko. Tagal na ako di umatindi. Baka nakakahiya na. Kaisipin niya, nag-backside ako, nahihiya pa sa buhay, hindi ko na mahal si Jesus. So ngayon, nahihiya na tayo. Humble estate. When we see ourselves this way, you know what? The good thing about God is that He did not leave us. He did not leave Mary to be just on that low, humiliating condition. But what He did is this. Verse 48 now says, "For He has been mindful of the humble state of His servant, and from now on, all generations will call me blessed." God has looked on Mary, humiliated by many people, and God is looking at you. Either you're in a good condition or not, a humiliating low condition, or a good condition anyway. Probably it's not that good, but any condition at all, you know what? God looks at you and He is mindful. God is mindful. God is mindful. He has been mindful of the humble state of His servant. God is mindful of you. The word "look on" the version ng ESV is the same as the word "mindful," meaning to look on means to give favor, pay special attention. To whom do you draw or to whom do you give special attention to? Kani-kanino? For example, family. Definitely, you would give special attention to family members, right? Yep. Kunyari, dito ka ngayon sa service, you receive a text, it's an emergency, you would go back home. Tama? Right. They need special attention. They need help. Because you love them. To whom do you give or pay special attention to? Best friend. Diba? Sino dito may best friend? Makawa naman iba. Laman siya. Lahat best friend ko. Oh, wala, lahat friends lang. Walang best. Better, meron. You pay special attention to a best friend, right? Pag nakita mo nag-tweet siya, nakita ko yung tweet mo, okay ka lang ba? Diba? You pay special attention to kay crush. Diba? Favorable yan. Mindful ka kay crush. Okay? Kahit di mo pa alam pangalan yan, mindful ka na. Wala pang kailangan yan, mindful ka na. Ganun ka na, di ba? Mukhang kailangan na ng upuan sa service. Ang dami naman. I-offeran mo sana. We pay special attention to people that we love. Basically, people that we love. God looked on Mary despite being in a low estate, in a humble estate, in a humiliating estate. Because He loves Mary. He has a purpose for Mary. He is mindful of Mary. God is mindful of you. Whatever state in life you are in right now, God sees what's happening in your life. God knows what's happening deep within you. And He is mindful about what's happening in you. God is mindful about you. Naalala ka niya, naisip ka niya. And when we give special attention, you know what? We give genuine focus. We give the person, we sympathize with the person, di ba? Parang malungkot siya, ikaw din nakikilungkot. Oh, lungkot mo. Sige, magkalungkutan tayo. And then, di ba? Parang, di, kaya natin yan. Pag-pray kita. Because you turn and you are mindful of that person. You sympathize and you show love and care and we offer help. But you know what? Who is the one mindful to all of us? What is the best description or probably the best, if I should say, parang best quality of the person you know most mindful about you? One of the most mindful people I know is Gami. Okay. Grabe yan. Okay? Hindi pa masakit ulo mo, alam niya masakit na ulo mo. Ganun siya ka-special eh. No? Okay? Pag masakit ulo mo, mag-a-offer ka agad ng gamot yan. I know her and she's mindful to me and I'm grateful about that. But you know what? And I believe she would agree that she is no match when it comes to be to a mindful God. She's secure about that. And you know what? God is mindful to you. And if you know somebody so mindful to you, that person is no match to our God. Who is God, the one mindful to us? Who is He as a God? Verse 49. For He who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. The one mighty is God. The one mindful to us is God, and God is mighty and holy. The one who is mindful to you and me, more than anyone else, is the one who is mighty. Meaning, to Him, all things are possible. Meaning to Him, the one who is mighty, He is able, He is strong, and to Him, nothing is impossible. Wow! Pag inisip mo, ganun si God. That's what Mary witnessed. Okay, that's what Mary sang in verses 51 to 53. Ito yung sabi niya, God, or He has shown strength with His arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich He has sent away empty. And imagine that. What God has done for Israel, that what they have known and what they have heard, kinanta ni Mary, how mighty God is. He shown His strength for His people. He brought down the mighty from their thrones, the kings. Okay, na mali ang pamamahala. He brought them down, no matter how powerful they are. And you know what? In his might, He even filled the hungry with good things. Ganun katindi si God. And I believe, yes, we have read this, and we read more things about God, how great and mighty He is. But let me ask you, how many of you have seen how mighty God is this 2017? May answered prayers ka na ba this 2017? Meron? Sino? Yung iniisip mo, parang imposible na to ah. Pero sinagot ni God this 2017, sino sa inyo naka-experience na? We ourselves have experienced how great and mighty our God is. It might not be 2017, pwedeng 2016, or yung ibang years na talagang alam mo lang, God has answered your prayer. Something impossible, God is able to do. And that's how mighty God is. We gain so much confidence knowing that God is a mighty, strong, and nothing is impossible for our God. But on the other hand, holy, meaning perfect. God is mighty and perfect. But you know what? Sometimes, when we think about holy, God is sacred, He is perfect. But when we think about it, in His sacredness, we are actually scared. Sometimes we act that way. Pagka loving, yes, Lord, thank you for your love. Pagka great, come on, Lord! Pagka holy, Lord, di muna ako attend. Nagmura ako kanina bago pumasok dito eh. Nung natalisod kasi ako dun sa escalator, sumaksak ako dun sa loob nung ano eh, nakain ako. Ano ba naman? Grabe yun. Nung escalator. Lord, may nagawa ko kanina umaga. Lord, nangopi ako sa exam. Parang hindi yata ako bagay sa youth service ngayong gabi. Isip natin, narinig nyo na ba yun, i-invite nyo? Ayoko pumunta dyan sa youth service. Baka masunog ako. Excuse me, sunog ka na. ako yun. Maitim ako yun. Kasi holy si God. We look to God that way. We're scared about God's holiness. Because there is a human heart that is aware, deep within you, written in our hearts. Sabi sa Bible, the law is written in our hearts, kaya may consciousness tayo eh. Kaya may konsensya. Hindi yung ginawa ni Safeguard lang o ni Joy. Okay? Na konsensya mo. But it's really deep within you na alam mo, you're not worthy. We're not worthy. God is holy. I am not. God is perfect. I am not. God is good. I have done good things, but probably if I count them all, it's no match to all the bad things I've done. But you know what? The mighty God that we are thankful for, minsan yun iniisip natin eh. Kasi holy si God, mighty siya. Alam natin, pag dito ka sa service, siguro naramdaman natin si God no, habang worship nandito. Alam mo kasi mighty si God, di ba? Tapos sasabihin niya, may ginawa yan kanina eh. Kasi ikaw natatakot ka, Lord, wag mo akong kikidlatan. Alam ko, kaya mo akong kidlatan. Kasi alam natin, powerful si God. Kaya minsan, pagdating sa holiness, nahiya tayo kasi baka lahat ng answered prayers bawiin lahat. God is mighty and holy. And that's true. Sin must be punished. But He has already made a solution. Because this God who is mighty and holy, strong and perfect, is the same God who is this in verse 50. And His mercy is for those who fear Him from generation to generation. God, who is mighty and holy, is also merciful. God is merciful. How thankful are we that God is merciful? Sa totoo lang, hindi naman na tayo kailangan patawarin ni God eh. Sa totoo lang, pwede naman tayo ma-wipe out lang. Kukulit natin! Imagine, Israel, yung kinakanta ni Mary. It's about Israel, verse 54, 55. Sabi niya, He has helped His servant Israel in remembrance of His mercy. Israel was a nation belonging to God, had a relationship with God, and yet they were an unfaithful nation. If you would read through the Bible, how many times Israel turned their backs from God, and then pagka in trouble na sila, pe-pray sila, and then God would come back to them. God would forgive them, and then another generation would rise up, and then they would turn their backs from God, and paulit-ulit, they would ask for forgiveness. God did not end in forgiving His people because He loves them as well. Israel, to God, was very important. You know what? You are important to God too. You are here because of the mercy of God. Sa totoo lang, pwede naman nga talaga tayong makidlatan na lang, tapos problema, hindi ka na magkakasala ulit. But we do have to pay for it forever in hell. But God was merciful to bring us all here right now. Experiencing His mercy and His grace, His might and holiness. You know what? Mercy is more than just pagkaawa. Ano yung pity, di ba? Nakakaawa lang. Nakita na ba kayo ng pusa, di ba? Yung kuting. Kunyari, lalakad kayo sa labas, tapos nauulanan. Wala pa ba kayo nakikita ganun? Umuulan naman eh, saka may kuting sa paligid. Di ba? Nakita na kayong ganun? Parang nakakaawa. Sabi mo, oh, kakaamo. Yung genuinely naawa ka. Na-experience mo na ba yun? Tapos, umalis ka rin lang na naman. Naawa ka lang. Pity can be like that. Naawa lang. Nakita mo sa TV, nakita mo sa internet, naawa lang kasi walang ginawa. But mercy is more than just pity. It is compassion. Compassion is looking at the state of a person in need, of a cat in need. Naawa ka. Oh, kawawa. Pero alam mo, pinulot mo, compassion, pinulot mo, binigyan mo ng bagong tahanan. Compassion, you have to do something about it. Mercy is that. The mercy of God did not only leave us being forgiven, but it led us to a new relationship with Him. The mercy is that We were supposed to be given punishment, but God did not punish us anyway. But instead, He gave us forgiveness of sins and a reconciliation of our relationship with Him. God valued His relationship with Israel. That's why He remembered Israel with His mercy. He had a relationship with Israel. And in Christ, we have a relationship with God. He always deals with us, remembers us in light of His mercy. God values our relationship with Him. God values His relationship. Sabi dito ni Mary, oh, as He spoke to our fathers, sa mga ninuno daw nila, to Abraham and to His offspring forever. God was mindful to Abraham, His relationship with Abraham, mindful with His relationship with Israel. God was mindful and merciful with His relationship with Mary and to His offspring forever, Abraham's offspring forever. Did you know that in the Bible it says that we are offsprings of Abraham in Christ? Then we are part of that. God is mindful of His relationship with us. God values His relationship with us. You know, in God's mercy, He did not leave us to be punished in hell forevermore. But you know what? Our eternal relationship with God was restored. In God's mercy, our eternal relationship with Him was restored. Because we are forgiven of our sins. That's why this mighty and holy God is a kind of God who is mindful and merciful to us. The mighty and holy God is a mindful and merciful God to us. You know why? God fulfilled His promise through Mary. Jesus was born. A promise fulfilled to us that a Savior would come and not only restore Israel, ayun yung ina-expect nila eh, na maayos lang yung bansa nila. But you know what? Restore the whole world. Restore our relationship with Him. And in light of the revelation about who God is and what He has done to Mary and what she has sung in worship, Mary concluded something. Confidently concluded that from a state from a humble estate. Now, she concludes, okay, something new about her. And this is what it is. Balikan natin verse 48. Knowing that about what God, who God is and what He has done. Verse 48 says, for He has looked on the humble estate. Dati, yun yung identity niya, yun na yung kinalakihan niya, yun na yung kinabuhay niya, humble estate, humiliating estate. To this, for behold, parang therefore, now that the promise is being fulfilled through me, and I am part of that, sabi ni Mary, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. That includes us. Ganun ka-confident si Mary na dati, humiliating estate, kahiyahiyang buhay para sa iba, ngayon tinatawag niya yung sarili niya, blessed. And she's confidently concluding that because of God, my God, my Savior, all generations, from her generation to our generation, to the future generations, we will call her blessed. This is something to be admired about Mary and not to be worshipped because Mary is not a God. She's just part of the plan of God, used by God, like you and me. Kasi dito mukhang ginagamit ni God yung katabi mo, di ba? Sa purpose niya, okay? Mukha naman, pwede. No different than us. She was only serving God. We are also serving God. And she knows that as a servant of God, she is blessed. Do you feel blessed today? Do you feel blessed to be able to serve a mighty and holy and a mindful and merciful God? I hope you are blessed to know that God is this. All generations will call me blessed, from a humble estate to being convinced that she is blessed because she has God in her life. She knew that the promise has now come in her that time, and the promise is being fulfilled. And now we know that the promise to save the world has already been fulfilled in Christ. What should be your response? Mary said, verse 46, 47, as I end, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Magnify. Ano nga ba yung magnify? Ano yung magnifying glass, right? You look through it, okay, lumalaki yung mga bagay. Sino na nakagamit nun sa mga science experiment, di ba? Pag ano mo sa, ano, ng, sa ilong ng kaklase mo, uy, okay, Squidward. Lumaki yung ilong eh. So, magnify in this point is meaning magnifying God, declaring great who God is. My soul declares great the Lord. In other terms, she magnifies God. Kaya pala, nung pagka-magnify niya kay God, nakita niya si God, mindful. Pag-magnify niya, nakita niya si God, merciful, mighty, holy Lord God, my Savior. She did not stop there. Sabi niya, my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Rejoices means full of joy. Full of joy. Because the truth is, we find joy in what we magnify in life. For example, on Christmas season, sino dito nung bata kayo, excited kayo para sa gifts? Di ba? O yung iba, hindi. O, humble. Humble estate, ganun. Di ba, gifts? Sige, turn natin dun sa picture ng gifts para matakam sila. Di ba, nung bata tayo, expectant na talaga tayo, pag may regalo, masaya yung Pasko. Nakikita mo na, tinitignan mo na yung ilalim ng Christmas tree, saan dyan yung mga regalong may pangalan mo, tama? Titignan mo na, uy, ito sa akin, apat. Tapos expectant ka talaga. Inaabangan mo na, December 24, nakatingin ka na doon, alas G's, gusto mo nang buksan. 2 hours pa. Para pag December 25, papasalamat, di ba? Habang nagpe-pray nga, ganun na ganun ka na, papractice ka na magpunit eh, di ba? Buksan mo na! Pagbukas mo, paborito mong, ay yung gusto mong, yung ina-expect mo, sapatos, in December 25. Di ba? Nike. December 25. Okay. Galing Japan. Okay. So now, ganun tayo nung bata. We magnify and we find joy. We focus on the gifts. Because what we focus on, we magnify. Now, looking at it, what do you focus on right now? What about you? What do you focus on today? Siguro, inisip natin, no? Yung kids kasi gano'n, no? They find joy in what they have focused on greatly, waiting for the gift. But, truth is, we're not kids anymore. We are now in a season to understand that is Christmas really about stuff? Because that's what we focus on most of the time, stuff. Iisip na tayo, bagong gadget. Na-imagine mo na yung sarili mo, ini-scroll up yung bago mong iPad Air. Na-focus mo na yung sarili mo doon. We focus on clothes. Talagang naiisip mo na yung bago mong damit pang Christmas party, yung bago mong bomber jacket katulad ng suot ni Arby, umalis siya eh. Ni Denzel, ni Mig. No, ay, madaming mga magaganda yung bomber jacket dito eh. Talagang kulang na lang, bombahin mo sila eh. Na-imagine na natin, no? Pag may ganun, ang ganda siguro nung Pasko ko, naka-jacket ako, alas 12 ng madaling araw. Money! Nag-iisip na tayo, di ba? Talagang, saan na kaya sila ninong-ninang? Nakalista na! Ito yung address, pupuntahan mo. We focus on stuff. We focus and magnify parties. Di ba? Pag-invited ako dito sa high school reunion namin, high school ka pa lang naman. Meron yung wagon. Christmas party, pag-invited ako sa Thanksgiving night ng mga leaders and volunteers, grabe saya siguro ng party. Don't get me wrong, but sometimes we focus on family gatherings, di ba? Siguro kumpleto yung Pasko pagka sabay-sabay kaming magno-Noche Buena ng pamilya ko. We think about that, then there's really nothing wrong about that. But what we focus on, we magnify. Eh, habang nagmamagnify tayo, di ba? Titignan mo, parang hindi ata posible yung iPad Air, hindi ata posible yung bagong cellphone, yung bagong damit. Parang wala yatang mamimigay ng Pamasko. Parang walang parties na invited ako. Parang hindi yata kompleto yung pamilya ko ngayong Pasko. Minamagnify mo, parang so isa na lang solution dito, pag may bago kong boyfriend o girlfriend, kompleto na. So ngayon, hinahanap natin kung saan tayo magmamagnify. Kakamagnify mo, walang joy. Because we've been magnifying on the wrong things. We've been focusing on different things na hindi naman talaga yun yung reason for Christmas season. Rather than focusing on who He is and what He has done, let's think about it. What are we focusing on today? What you focus on, you magnify. What you magnify, you find joy. Then when you magnify, hindi pala ito yung kailangan ko. You know why this series is called The Promise Fulfilled? It's called The Promise Fulfilled. Not The Promises Fulfilled. Because you know what? What makes Christmas complete is not the stuff, the party, the reunion. And I love family gatherings. I love my family to be complete on Christmas, but it's really not about that. Sorry to tell you, but it's really not about that. That's why it's called The Promise Fulfilled, because we're probably thinking, kung matutupad lang to, ma-answered prayer to, kung mangyayari to, fulfilled yung Christmas. What makes a Christmas fulfilled is really not about the stuff, but it's already a promise fulfilled by God to us through the birth of Mary, and it's fulfilled in Christ. The promise that makes Christmas complete was fulfilled in Christ. The promise has already been fulfilled. The ultimate promise. Yes, God has promises of provision, of reconciliation, probably new things, a future, different things. God has promised that. But you know what? It's just a bonus after Christ. Because anyway, it's Christ that will make our Christmas complete, because Christmas is about Christ. Christmas is about the birth of Jesus Christ. Because if He were not born in earth, hindi siya pwedeng mag-suffer para sa kasalanan natin kung hindi siya pinanganak. Imagine a birthday that your birthday will not be celebrated on that party. Hindi ka man lang iwin natin ng happy birthday. Birthday ko, excuse me. Huwag ka makikain. Di mo pa ako ginigreet. I'm not saying sasama yung loob ni God, pero nasira yung event. Because Christmas is about Jesus. It's about His birth. And through His birth, the promise has already been fulfilled. The ultimate promise of a Savior that will save us from all of our sins has already been fulfilled. And you know what? It's really not just about Christmas to be fulfilled and complete. When Jesus was at the cross, I believe He was thinking about you and me, and He was not only thinking about your Christmas, His Christmas, my Christmas. He was thinking about your life, my life, our lives. The promise that makes life complete was fulfilled in Christ. We're only thinking about sometimes, basta kompleto Pasko, okay na yung buong taon. Hindi naman kailangan ganun eh. Gusto ni God, buong buhay mo kompleto pag nandun siya. Forever mo, eternity mo kompleto kasi nandun siya. Promise has already been fulfilled. If the only promise that would fulfill us is money, sana nagpaulan na lang si God ng pera. If the only promise that will fulfill our being, our hearts, it's only parties. Sana every week nagpa-event na lang si God. But it's not parties and stuff money, relationships that would fulfill, it's only Jesus Christ. Because the greatest human need is to be forgiven of sin and be reconciled back to God. And it is already fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Mary knew that. That's why out of joy, the Savior will be born through her. Her sins will be forgiven. She will be with God forevermore. What's her response? Let me ask the music team to come. This is our response. Let us magnify and rejoice in God, in who Jesus is and what He has done. Let this be our response to worship Jesus today for what He has done, for who He is. A mighty God, a holy God, a mindful God, a loving God, merciful God, a gracious God He is. And do you not find joy in that? When you magnify Jesus, kung gaano siya kabait, He came here to die for us. Are you not grateful about that? He was born to die for our sins. He rose again so that we will be with Him forevermore. Are you not grateful about that? Let me ask everybody to stand. And let's pray before we worship. Let's turn our hearts to God today so that we might be focused on Jesus, magnify Jesus, declare Jesus greatly, and find full joy, rejoice in Jesus Christ right now in worship. Let's all bow down. And whatever we've been looking forward for, whatever we've been focusing on for, para sa parating na Pasko, yung nauna na yon kesa kay Lord. Can we repent from that? Anyway, you know what? If you would love your family to be together, I'm not against that. I am for that, and I would pray for you for that. But if Jesus is not the center of the celebration, then after the next day, nakakalungkot lang ulit yung buhay. Let's come right now to Jesus. Let's come right now to Jesus. Lay it all down to Him. Itong mga itong susunod to. Susunod to. Family gatherings. Reconciliation. Even gadgets if you need them. Provision if you need it. Just come to God right now. Say, sorry, Lord. Di kita na muna. Just come to Jesus. Magnify Him. Think about the great things He has done for you this year. Think about how great He is. Think about the cross. When you look to the cross, you find all that you need. Forgiveness. Reconciliation. Salvation. That's what He came for. Let me ask everybody to bow down right now. Not Christmas will never be complete no matter how many times you celebrate. Unless Jesus is in you. Unless you receive Jesus. The reason Jesus came to earth is to die for our sins. So that forgiveness would be received, reconciliation would be with us forevermore. I believe the reason for your Christmas to be complete this season and for life, the rest of eternity would be complete, is Jesus. If you're here for the first time, maybe you've been coming week after week, but now you want to have a life complete in Him, would you raise up your hand? Surrender your life to Jesus and let me pray for you. Anyone? Raise up your hand. If that's you, let me pray for you. Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Receive life. Receive completeness in life in Christ. Today. Surrender your life to Jesus. Anyone else? Anyone else? Thank you, Lord. Anyone else? Thank you. The person raising up your hand right now, would you just come forward right now? Let me pray for you. Come on. Let me pray for you. Thank you for making the decision. Just come forward. Dito lang. Dito lang. Let me pray for you. us. Just come forward. Pray with us. Okay, bro. Repeat after me. Bow down. Pray to Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for what you've done on the cross for me. I ask for forgiveness for all the sins that I have done against you. And I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. I give my life to you because you gave me yours. And I receive your gift of eternal life that you are with me and I am with you today and forever. Help me.